Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Well, praise God. We got some awesome truths we've been singing about this morning. And the most wonderful thing is they're really true. We really do have an awesome, all-sufficient Savior. And I just praise God. Well, I've had a lot of thoughts. I'm going to trust God to use what of them He means for us this morning. We've had a lot of emphasis, rightly so, on the unseen war and the fact that we are living in a world that is ruled by an unseen kingdom, and we have to deal with that. And God's allowed all this for a purpose, for a reason, and He wants us to understand the unseen battle. One thing, of course, that my mind has gone to is that it's not a one-sided deal. It's not like, oh, we're here in our walking around in our flesh, and we've got this terrible kingdom of unseen spirits, and we can't see them, and oh my God, there's another kingdom that's a whole lot greater, and it's just as real. And so this war is not a one-sided deal, and I believe the Lord wants to encourage all of His people to keep looking to Him and to know that He has already won the battle or the war. I've had so many thoughts, and again, I'm trusting the Lord to sort through them and to leave out what doesn't need to be for today. But anyway, my mind went first, I think, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm probably going to paint a big picture, I hope, today, if the Lord will help me. But Paul was talking to the Corinthian believers about the wisdom of God's plan and the absolute centrality of what Christ has done. He said in the beginning of chapter 2 that he was determined not to know anything among them except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the message. You leave that out, you have nothing else. The Christian message is not a message of here's a better lifestyle for you. This is an absolute rescue from the power of darkness, accomplished entirely, 100% by Jesus and what happened there. Okay? And so Paul obviously mentioned that he came with fear and trembling. He didn't come in his own strength, but he came just looking to God. And that's what I'm doing this morning, because I don't have any strength, but He's got all we need, doesn't He? So He wants to encourage all of us. But my mind went as kind of a starting point to what he begins with in verse 6. Because he's talking about wisdom. It's not human wisdom that we're dealing with here. This is wisdom that we need from heaven. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. You see, there's the reference right there to the kingdom that we're talking about. Okay, it's very real, but not their wisdom. See, they didn't know what's going on. They had no clue what God was up to. It says, no, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. I mean, you could put together a series of messages on that one verse. The amazing thing that God tells about it, that He's got a wisdom. He has got something that works, that absolutely accomplishes His purpose. Okay? And it's something that the rulers of this world had no idea. But God destined this for our glory. If God destined something, that kind of settles the issue, doesn't it? There's nobody else that can say, oh God, you've got a plan, but I got a better one, and you can't do yours. There is a destiny that we're talking about here this morning. It's something that God has set up. That's what we need to be focused on, all right? But it's a mystery, and a mystery is something that man cannot figure out by his own intellect. I don't care how much the philosophers try to figure out what this world is about, they don't have a clue. The only way we can know what God has purposed is God reveals it to our hearts, okay? And He tells us specifically in this passage. In fact, He says none of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, okay? So they had no clue that the very thing they thought they had won, they thought when they got Jesus down in the flesh and were able to put him to a painful death, that was victory for them. They were having a celebration. And they didn't realize that in God's wisdom, that was the very thing that signaled their final defeat and opened a door of hope for you and me here this morning. Because not one of us could qualify ourselves for what God has planned apart from what he did through Jesus Christ. The centerpiece of God's wisdom and God's plan from all eternity happened at the cross. That's what everything is about. This world only exists to fulfill what he's talking about right here. There'd be no other reason for us to even have this physical world that we live in, except God is unfolding a mystery. And what is the goal? What's the end goal for all of this? Glory. He's bringing a people all the way out of what we are now and what we lack to a place of glory and permanence. And God's hand is the one who has set it in motion. Praise God. You know, we see how God began to unfold this in the Old Testament. And again, remember, everything he did, he hid. In fact, doesn't Peter even say in one place that angels desire to look into these things? Think about this. Think about the angels that serve him and serve us. They're still wondering, why this? Why that? How's this working out? I mean, I don't think they're questioning in a negative way, but they're just as interested as we are to see how this is all working out. And praise God, I believe in your promise, Lord. Just show me what to do next. That alone, by the way, is a pretty important thing, isn't it? We need God's wisdom. We need God's revelation of what his purpose and his plan is right down to our individual lives. And we got a God who's faithful, don't we? Praise God. So anyway, you look back into the Old Testament and you see how God began to reveal himself to people, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And through Jacob, who became Israel, he began to build a nation. And he worked through that nation. But we know that even in spite of all that he did, the wonders, the signs that he did in their midst, most of them never did believe, did they? They remained unbelievers, but all through the Old Testament, you see God preserving a remnant. In the darkest of times, when Elijah was the prophet and Ahab was ruling, the Lord told Elijah, I've reserved 7,000 men that have never bowed the knee to Baal. God was preparing for something, and all the way through the Old Testament, he preserved a people to bring, and the whole purpose of that was to reveal himself and ultimately to lead to Christ. But there are some encouraging things that we've referred to in the past. I'm not going to dwell on them, but how many times did the Lord reveal that though there was a battle that they could see, they weren't alone? How about when they were getting ready to go into the land, and Joshua went out, and all of a sudden he saw this guy standing there, and it was obvious this was not some ordinary person. And he said, are you for us or for them? He realized this was a supernatural figure. You know, the culture of that day was a whole lot more aware of what was really going on than we are in America. Every nation had its gods. Every nation worshipped literal beings who we know as demons. They were fallen angels who followed Lucifer. And they ruled over the people, demanded worship. They had to do unspeakable sacrifices to get the fellowship or the favor of those gods. And so it was no surprise that there were supernatural beings involved in battles. So he sees this guy and he says, are you for us or for them? You remember what his answer was? Neither. Okay, but as captain of the Lord's host, I am come. You know, it kind of reminds me of the famous saying from, was it President Reagan? He said, it's not a matter of is God on our side. The question is, are we on his? But here he was facing the battle, and the Lord had already told him repeatedly, be courageous. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. Don't be afraid, you know, over and over again. But now he sees, hey, there's another army here. We're looking at a physical situation, but there's another army that's fighting. And God has a purpose that he is unfolding. And you see it over and over again. And Hezekiah, when the army came against them, and And you remember the challenge that was given to them. It wasn't, hey, our army is better than yours. It was, which of the gods of all these nations has been able to deliver their people from our hand? So we're challenging your God. Our God's better than your God. Well, of course, they prayed and God did a mighty deliverance, didn't he? One angel came and killed 185,000 soldiers, and the guy said, well, I guess I better go home. And then two of his sons assassinated him. I'll tell you what, it's a good thing when the Lord's on our side and he fights the battles that are part of his purpose. I want to be part of his purpose. I want to be aligned with that. That's the place to be. And whatever he leads us into, I want to be with him because that's the winning side. You know, like the song we've sang, come on over to the winning side. Well, you look through how many different battles there were with Jehoshaphat and others. They don't even come to mind right now. But you remember how many times the Lord fought their battle. David faced the challenge of Goliath and realized this is not a physical battle. He's challenging our God. And he doesn't have a chance. He doesn't know what he's up against. And so David stepped out trusting in God. And God backed him up, and he was just a young man. I'll tell you, whatever battle you and I are facing right now, we need to lift up our eyes and remember who's with us in the battle, because it's not our battle, it's his, really. Because he says, the battle is the Lord's. I think every thought I've had this morning is something we've heard, but I feel like right always we need to be reminded of these things because we are in real battles, and they affect us if we're not careful. And God wants to help us. Of course, you remember the glimpse that was mentioned last week by Chaz, the spirit that actually was the head spirit over the kingdom of Persia, the prince, he called him, of Persia. And he was allowed to withstand the messenger sent to Daniel for 21 days. Now, that was not allowed, I mean, that was not in there to say, oh my God, they're stronger than we are. But it certainly was a wonderful testament to the power of a persevering prayer. Because Daniel never gave up, did he? He kept seeking and kept seeking. And the Lord said that when you first called upon me, I answered. And I was sent. And anyway, but we see a glimpse of the fact that there's not just the one terrible battle or terrible nation that we have to face. There's another one that's a whole lot more, a whole lot bigger. So praise God. Well, there are so many truths to that. I'm not going to spend a lot more time in the Old Testament, but God was unfolding something, as we say. He was hiding his purposes, and yet through the mouths of his prophets, you knew something was coming. God had a plan, and the devil didn't understand it. He thought he had won when he put Jesus to death, but that was the absolute thing that secured the victory for all time. Praise God. I mean, you think about what God declares here, the wisdom, the mystery that's been hidden. It has been destined for our glory. It wasn't even about lifting Jesus up. It was about lifting you and me up this morning. Right where we're at. That's his purpose, and we're in the middle of this process.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.